This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris endorsed calls Thursday from world leaders for an international war crimes investigation into Russia's invasion of Ukraine and its bombing of civilian targets. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Harris is condemning yesterday's bombing of a maternity hospital in Ukraine.
Pregnant women going for health care? Being injured by, I don't know, a missile, a bomb?
While she stops short of directly accusing Russia of war crimes.
Absolutely there should be an investigation.
Saying Vladimir Putin's forces have committed atrocities against civilians. Harris spoke during a visit to Poland, which has taken in more than half the 2 million refugees who have left Ukraine. Poland's president warns of a refugee disaster if his nation does not get more aid to help those fleeing the violence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Harris also announced in a statement $53 million in new U.S. humanitarian aid to support civilians affected by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Nearly 2 weeks ago, the U.S. donated about $54 million in aid for medical supplies, food, thermal blankets, and other essential humanitarian aid. Meanwhile, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov made no progress during talks to find a diplomatic solution to the conflict in Ukraine. It was the first such high-level meeting since Moscow launched an invasion against its neighbor 2 weeks ago. Speaking at the conclusion of the talks, Kuleba said he and Lavrov made no progress in brokering a 24-hour ceasefire. And from Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Militant group Islamic State confirmed the death of its former leader, Abu Ibrahim al-Hashemi al-Qureshi. The site intelligence group, which monitors extremist activity online, reported that there is an reported that the death of the former leader had taken place. The announcement confirms what U.S. President Joe Biden announced last month. He said U.S. Special Forces had killed the jihadist group's leader in a raid in northwest Syria. The death was another blow to IS, 2 years after the violent Sunni Muslim group lost longtime leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in a similar raid in 2019. In an unusual hearing on Thursday, a U.S. bankruptcy court in White Plains, New York, allowed victims of the U.S. opioid crisis to virtually confront members of the Sackler family, the owners of Purdue Pharma, which makes the OxyContin painkiller that fueled that crisis. The emotional two-hour court hearing stemmed from a $6 billion settlement reached last week among the Sacklers and state attorneys general that could resolve claims over the family's role in the crisis without taking them to trial. U.S. bankruptcy judge Robert Drain established the emotional virtual hearing after giving initial approval to the settlement Wednesday. 26 speakers came from 19 U.S. states to speak to the Sacklers. There's been a slight increase in the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
The Labor Department reports jobless claims rose by 11,000 last week, but analysts say layoffs are down to the very low number seen before the pandemic. 227,000 people applied for benefits the week ending March 5th. The four-week average for claims, which compensates for weekly volatility, went up slightly, 500 applications. In all, by the end of February, there were 1.47 million Americans collecting jobless aid, the lowest level in more than 50 years. And businesses were posting a near-record level of open jobs in January. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The trial of four men accused of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020 is underway in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Prosecutors and defense attorneys on Thursday presented statements. The trial opened earlier this week. The Justice Department charged Michigan residents Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., Daniel Harris, and Brandon Concerta with conspiring to kidnap the Democratic governor in October of 2020. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.